Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today we have a very, very special guest with us, Esther Nicholson, who has been a celebrated vocalist for big names such as Rod Stewart, Bette Midler, Faith Hill, Beyonce, and Barbara Streisand, and she's now an acclaimed author and recovery expert. During her own journey of recovery, Esther discovered a few important keys that transformed her life, put her on stage at Madison Square Garden, Good Morning America, Oprah, and Ellen, and made her a superstar author and speaker on soul recovery. And today we'll be discussing her new book, Soul Recovery, 12 Keys to Healing Addiction, that details a process that has guided thousands to their recovery and highest potential. So welcome, Esther. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you.
Well, it is our honor, of course. And, you know, you've got an amazing story. When I was doing some prep work for this show today, I was reading through and, you know, from crack addiction to recovery and then stardom. That's quite a journey. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, when people ask me about my addiction, they usually expect me to go right into, you know, well, I started smoking marijuana at a certain age and I started, you know, smoking cocaine at a certain age. But my addiction started way before any of that. My addiction started when I was a little kid, you know, when I was haunted by those 100 forms of fear that Bill Wilson talks about in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and being addicted to low self-worth and needing and wanting somebody's approval and, you know, wanting someone to love me and accept me. And based on that addiction and that disconnection from my true identity, from my soul, that created this cavernous hole that could never be filled. It created this insatiable hunger that could never be filled and this thirst that couldn't be quenched. And so from that place, I started seeking things outside of myself, like men, you know, drugs, alcohol, anything that would make that would give me that temporary illusion of wholeness and that I was enough and that I was worthy. And so that's what my process is about. It's about looking at whatever the addiction is, you know, whether it's drugs, alcohol, food, you know, procrastination, you know, plastic surgery, whatever the addiction is, that's just an effect. That's just a symptom. The deeper cause is that disconnection from one's wholeness, from their higher self. And so the solution is in the reconnection of that. And so, you know, in my 26 years of sobriety, you know, I have incrementally but surely, you know, by unifying the 12 steps of recovery and universal spiritual principles, have found a way to reconnect me to my wholeness at a level that is beyond my wildest imagination. And I've supported other people in doing that as well.
Well, you were talking about all of these different types of addiction. And I know you say, and you just laid it out for us right here, that addiction and dependence, it's not always about the alcohol and the drugs. It can be about many different things in life, like you said, food, men, all sorts of procrastination. I mean, who would have thought of procrastination as a form of dependence or of filling a void that we need to be filled at that time? So what do you mean, if we can go into it just a little bit further about that? And then I know that you have also the concept of the 12 steps for the rest of us. How does that fit in?
Well, the 12 steps for the rest of us, and not, you know, just kind of marrying this to the question that you just asked, 12 steps for the rest of us is because so many people miss the fact that they are addicted, that they are dependent, because they don't have a drug and alcohol problem. They don't look at the fact that they've procrastinated about so many important areas in their lives over and over and over again, that they're in the same place this year that they were last year and the year before that and the year before that, after making a plethora of New Year's resolutions, and they find themselves 3 days later right back in the same slump, that that's an addiction. And so when I say 12 steps for the rest of us, you know, it's like people look at the 12 steps of recovery and say, well, that's not for me because I'm not addicted to drugs and alcohol. So what I've done is I've connected, you know, universal spiritual principles as an expansion of the 12 steps so that these tools will work for anyone. I just had a client the other day who's suffering from bipolar disorder. And while I am not a clinician or a psychologist, and it's like, please keep seeing your psychologist, please don't stop taking your meds, I just want to get under the hood. I just want to get under the hood and find out where you got lost, you know, in spiritually and emotionally, to connect you back to that. And it is from that place that the infinite potential for your healing in conjunction with what you're doing is more possible than it was before.
Yeah, that is really powerful, Esther. I mean, I can, you know, see that being in or having a place in probably many people's lives that you, you know, I mean, with so many people that don't keep those New Year's resolutions, with so many people that can't get over the hump, there's probably something there that's keeping them disconnected from their soul and that potential. You know, when you're talking about those keys and how you're marrying a lot of the universal spiritual truths with, you know, the traditional 12-step programs, how are your keys, the 12 keys of soul recovery, different than, let's say, Alcoholics Anonymous?
Well, the soul recovery is about uncovering and rediscovering your inherent wholeness, whereas the 12 steps, first of all, I totally respect the 12 steps, and they got me up off my knees. You know, they got me from a place of sleeping on, you know, so many different people's couches, and they got me my daughter back, and they got me, you know, to a life of discipline and consistency, and certainly supported me in my first emotional and spiritual experience. But at a certain level, they are designed to stop working. And, you know, they are to be used as a catalyst to expand your vision and the depth of your healing. And so, you know, when I got to a certain place at 10 years of sobriety, they had stopped working for me. And I had to look for something else that was going to restore my wholeness, you know, recover my wholeness. So where the 12 keys differ is that the power that we look for in the 12 steps, the power that is greater than ourselves, the keys is telling you that power greater than yourself is your real self. It is the truth of who you are. It's not in the churches. It's not up in the sky. It's not out there someplace. It's not in your marriage. It's not in your man. It's not in your woman. It's not in the food. It is within you. It is who you are, which is a very radical approach to a lot of people who think that saying that they are one with their higher power is actually blasphemous. But I think keeping it separate and apart from you is what keeps us disconnected and feeling like we're not worthy and not enough. When you come into that realization of your oneness with it, it's like, oh gosh, absolutely, I'm worthy. I'm more than worthy. I'm more than enough. I'm one with this infinite something that is love, that is wholeness. And, you know, the 12 steps talks about being restored to sanity. Well, the 12 keys said that, you know, the second key says, well, of course you're restored to sanity, but you can't be restored back to something that you never had. So you must have started off amazing and whole and magnificent, but you forgot. It's not because you're damaged. It's not because you're broken. It's because you have simply become hypnotized by your conditions and your environment into believing that you're separate and apart from this wholeness. And so the keys, you know, what they are designed to do is reconnect you back to your essence, you know, before you forgot who you were.
Now, Esther, you're talking a lot about self-worth. And I think that that's probably where a lot of it starts. Like you said, when you just don't feel worthy, or you feel less than all the time, and you don't feel as if you deserve to feel good.
Right.
What's that process that you use to heal those self-worth issues?
Well, again, the first key is about coming out of I am powerless and my life has become unmanageable, to reconnecting back to the source, reconnecting back to your soul, reconnecting back to your essence. And it is from that place that it's like, oh, I'm not disconnected. I'm not other than. I'm not less than. I am that thing itself, an expression as me. And it is from that place that I am restored to sanity, to emotional balance. It is from that place of knowing that this higher power, this invisible, immutable principle that is love, that is for me, that is the truth of me, it's like, okay, now I understand. And I can turn my will and my life over to the care of this principle of love. I can surrender my self-control. I can surrender, you know, the mental chains that have held me in bondage of fear and low self-worth. I can surrender all of that. But now there's right action that must be taken. So, you know, Socrates says that an unexamined life is a life not worth living. So it is now, you know, we get into the fourth key where we do this deep self-examination of all of the unforgiveness and core wounds and resentments that we are holding on to, all of the shame that we are holding on to. And we do that process. I have a huge process of, you know, renegotiating your inner agreements and, you know, forgiveness work and cleaning up, you know, your past and your present. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's from that place that you are now able to look the world in the eye. You know that most people aren't able to look the world in the eye and be in a situation where they feel totally at ease, because they're usually not saying what needs to be said, or they're saying yes when they mean no, or no when they mean yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or there's something, you know, that they haven't cleaned up. You know, so
right.
Of course you're suffering from low self-esteem when you have all this baggage that's covering up the sunlight of your own spirit. You know, so and dealing
yeah.
with those childhood traumas and all of that kind of stuff from, you know, the principles of the 12 keys, it supports you in not getting self-esteem, not getting self-worth, but uncovering and rediscovering the self-worth that you were created from, that's been there all the time.
Yes, I mean, you know, the sunlight. I love all of these things that you're saying here, Esther. I mean, very inspirational and eye-opening, I think, to a lot of our listeners. So we are running out of time on this particular podcast, Esther, but to the listeners out there that want to learn more about all the 12 keys of soul recovery and Esther Nicholson, of course, her book, speaking events and workshops, you can do so by going to soulrecovery.org. So not .com, but soulrecovery.org. And her book, Soul Recovery, is available at bookstores nationwide, online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, HayHouse.com, among others. So, Esther, thank you for really informative and inspiring interview.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you. Thank you.
It's really great information. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts just like this one. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com. Discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.